This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. Since fighting has escalated in Gaza in the south and Israel's northern border, the Iranian-backed Lebanese militant group Hezbollah has launched nearly daily rocket attacks in solidarity with Hamas, a U.S.-designated terrorist group.
The Israel-Lebanon border violence has stoked fears a full-blown war could break out if Israel makes a ground attack on Hezbollah in Lebanon, or vice versa. Both Israel and Lebanon are U.S. allies and seen as key to ensuring Mideast stability. Not only would a conflict open a second front for Israel, but it also might eventually trigger a standoff with Iran. Israeli experts say a war is not what Israel wants, but its hand may be forced. The U.S. has urged restraint from the Israelis and is applying diplomatic pressure to find a peaceful solution on both sides of the border. Henry Wilkins for VOA News, Kfar Giladi, Israel.
UN agencies are expressing alarm at the deepening humanitarian and forced displacement crisis in Sudan following the seizure of Wad Madani by Sudan's rapid support forces.
Wad Madani, Sudan's second largest city, was a refuge for nearly 500,000 people who fled areas of intense fighting between the paramilitary group Rapid Support Forces and Sudan's armed forces. The city and Al Jazeera state also operated as a key humanitarian hub. Jens Laerke, spokesman for the Office for the Coordination of Humanitarian Affairs, says all humanitarian activities there have stopped. He says organizations have been forced to temporarily suspend operations because of the fighting and relocate to neighboring states. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
Australia and New Zealand leaders have now agreed to seek closer ties for defense, since the United States and Britain have now partnered through AUKUS. This is VOA News. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky said on Tuesday that he was confident the U.S. would not betray his country by withholding crucial aid as he proposed mobilizing nearly 500,000 more Ukrainians into the armed forces. Reuters' Chris Dignam.
In the U.S., aid for Ukraine has been held up by Republicans in Congress who say it must be paired with tougher immigration policies to bolster security at the U.S.-Mexico border. Senate leaders on Tuesday said a deal was not likely to come together soon. One senior Democrat in the Senate said any action would be postponed until January. The White House has warned that if not renewed, funding will run out by the end of December. Zelensky said financial assistance was key to Ukraine's defenses and that the nation didn't just need money but manpower. He said the military had requested as many as 500,000 citizens to be mobilized into the army, though a final decision had not yet been made.
Turkey is linking Sweden's NATO bid to the U.S. approving jet sales and Canada lifting an arms embargo.
Ratification of Sweden's NATO bid by Turkey's parliament hinges on the US Congress's approval of Turkey's request to purchase F-16 fighter jets, Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan has said, calling on the two assemblies to act simultaneously. Erdogan also says Canada and other NATO allies must lift arms embargoes imposed on Turkey. He made the comments late Monday while returning from a visit to Hungary. Hungary and Turkey are the only two NATO members not to have formally approved Sweden's bid to join the transatlantic military alliance. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
The Security Council, UN Security Council, on Tuesday voted unanimously to start the withdrawal of the UN peacekeeping force from Congo before the end of the year as a conflict-ridden country prepares to elect its next president on Wednesday. Resolution adopted by the UN's most powerful body orders a gradual, responsible, and sustainable withdrawal of the peacekeeping mission, known as MINUSCO, starting in South Kivu in eastern Congo, and the gradual handover of its responsibilities to the Congolese government. Recapping one of our top stories, Australia and New Zealand leaders have now agreed to seek closer defense ties as New Zealand considers sharing advanced military technologies with the United States and Britain through the so-called AUKUS partnership. On Wednesday, the New Zealand Prime Minister made Australia the destination of his first overseas visit since forming a coalition government following elections in October. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.